All right, okay. We're underway.
We don't have a flag in here.
We'll skip it.
Yeah. It's 8:04.
I have 8:04. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton to order. It's May 10th, 2022. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws?
Yes, we have.
Thank you much. We're going to this morning for lack of a flag. We're going to skip the flag salute.
Say to ourselves.
We'll pick it back up next time. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kaczynowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Mullay?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
I will open the public comment session, but seeing that there is no public present
in
person here.
In the conference room?
And there is nobody online with us, which isn't unusual even for an evening. I will move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of the item unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen. In which event, the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Does anybody have any items they'd like to pull from the consent agenda?
I just need to abstain from the minutes.
Okay. Anything else? If not, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Mark.
That was that. Okay. Yep. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick, besides the minutes?
Yes.
Council President Strauss? And Mayor Mullay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
We'll move to reports. Councilman Glazer, any reports?
Real quick. Planning Board met last Monday, May 2nd. The Hutterton Siding expansion hearing will continue in late June. There was an extension granted Angel Village to start that construction, God willing, soon. And Chabad received an extension to complete their landscaping, though they'll receive a temporary CO to be working or operating in the interim. Next meeting should be May 16th, depending on the agenda. The sewage authority was also last week on May 5th. Nothing really significant other than ordinary business stuff. They did note that they have yet to hear from Ingerman on the requirements they'll need for the Willows of Spruce Run. Their next meeting will be the beginning of June for their monthly meeting. And then Finance Committee, really nothing, but I want to acknowledge and congratulate Christine on her appointment as CFO.
Yes.
That's it.
Council. Oh, I'm sorry, this is it seems to me out of order. The old one. Councilwoman Whitley.
The Community Day Environmental and Green Team represented. I think we had a really good day. We've been pretty busy in environmental because then we had the water test kits Saturday. We had 39 tests picked up, so that was a really good number. I'm making a meeting with somebody from Heather Gracie, our forestry management plan person, got me in touch with somebody who might help me with an invasive study over at Windy. I'm just getting pricing on that. Sustainable New Jersey for Green Team. It's this month. I believe it's the 22nd, the Sustainable New Jersey application. So Mario's definitely getting everything in order for the submission. I think we're looking good. I wanted to mention we're having a Green Fair and EV car show. I think I might have reported that. It's on July 9th. So if the review is going to be listening to this recording, it's July 9th at Hunt Park from 11 to 2. So we're probably going to have, we had a meeting with Tom as far as the layout because there's going to be a truck, you know, the food truck event is going to be on one side of the field. We're going to maybe do like 10 EV cars. And right now we are looking for vendors to put tents up. So it's looking good. Speak of the devil.
We apologize for the delay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little slow on the draw there.
You just opened up the meeting room or no?
No. Brian noticed he was waiting in the lobby.
Okay. So, so that's it with the Green Fair. So we're excited about it. We're going to be sending out some saved dates on that. Open space, we're going to be discussing more of this maintenance plan of our properties. It's been a hard time trying to get an employee. So hopefully that'll be happening soon for the trail maintenance. And we really want to put something together solid to every year, you know, not trying to wonder if a farmer is going to do something. We really need to get it in stone. So we're a little behind this year. I'm hoping, you know, we're meeting with Mike that we're going to get something solid in order. So we know who's where and what they're doing, and have somebody responsible for the maintenance.
I think I'm interviewing someone today. If I'm not incorrect, I think this afternoon I'm interviewing you know, somebody for seasonal help. Don't know, you know, how that will turn out, but I am interviewing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the volunteers right now, we circle together and we're pulling through for the meantime. So we enjoy it. So it's okay. Just we don't want to be the prime.
Yeah, and we should have authorization for Jay to do some, especially since he's shorthanded, to do overtime. So we'll have to follow up with Jay and make sure that he hasn't forgotten.
And just one more thing, the disc golf, we've been trying to do work sessions. We already had one last weekend. We had one planned and it rained and it was horrible out. So we're going to do some this weekend and hopefully get started on, you know, I would like this done. I think it's been like 2 years now. So that's the only thing I have to say about that. We're going to try this weekend to do another work session. That's it. Questions?
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much. We'll move on to Council President Strauss.
All right, good morning. I'm going to be brief as well. I was away for the Historical Commission meeting last week, so unfortunately I don't have anything to report from them. For public safety, you saw the email this morning from Chief DeRosa that the ICC Festival will be up and running this year from June 22nd to June 26th. So they'll be working with security up there and other logistics. I do not have a report for the Clinton Township Board of Education, and I will echo great job for Community Day. It was great to see everyone there, and the police having good interaction with the community with their Sydney cart and those on council who got a chance to actually try that out and using the drunk goggles and whatnot. But I think it was a good time had by all. So thanks again. And I hope, I don't know who won the rain barrel, but hopefully someone.
I don't know the name. I don't know the name. Mario's put a picture on social media. It was like a gentleman won it. I don't know his name though.
Good. So one down, many to go. Oh, cool. We got extra ones, so.
Okay.
One assembled one down. Many unassembled.
Yeah, one assembled one down. Yeah.
Hey, maybe the green fair and the EV show.
Perfect day for a rain barrel workshop.
Perfect. I'll talk to Mary about that. That's a good idea.
Very good. All right. So from my perspective, Recreation Committee, obviously, as we've discussed, Community Day was an extraordinary success, I think, especially given that we haven't had it in a few years. It was great to see everybody back. Rec Committee will now start to really focus, I think, on Summer Rec, the Food Truck Festival, and also hopefully some real solid plans for the new playground that we'll have to build over at Marukian and perhaps some improvements at Bunn. While keeping Field of Dreams alive as long as possible. So that being said, the Personnel Committee, the fruits of our labor you saw in the consent agenda.
Yes, we're moving.
We're moving. We hired the police officer that was budgeted for. We adjusted the status of the assistant prosecutor, just really basically how we pay him. We want to thank Greg Fehrenbach, and particularly Lori Majeski for all their hard work as CFO, which will expire at the end of this week. But really, we wouldn't be where we're at without Lori. Lori's help when she was our CFO and assisting Greg. We'll miss them, but we're ready, I think, to move on with Christine.
I think Lori's ready.
It'll be a transition.
It's a transition.
Be patient. The ways of working are completely different.
Yes.
Lori and Greg, very old school, which is what was helpful in getting us to where we're at, but it's not the way of the future. So it'll take a little bit of time to transition paper to digital, if you will. Also beefing up the municipal court. We filled one position. We might have one more to come based on conversations with AOC.
Mm-hmm.
And as Councilwoman Switlik mentioned, and Administrator Mekovits, we're working on those public works positions as well. That's it for me, I think, for the most part. With that being said, did I miss anything?
No, I think everything. I've been working hard on these, making the transition in finance and personnel-wise, trying to get in as many interviews as I can or applicants that I can. So, again, moving as quickly as department heads move, and then I try to respond quickly. So hopefully by the next meeting we'll have some public works recommendations, and that should be good.
Bit of an update on the Nassau Trail, Amy's favorite subject.
We're working
on revising the plan to comply with the requests and the requested revisions to it, the management plan by the DEP. So that's moving along, and Highbridge folk are working on getting approval to start the plantings. So hopefully that will wrap up quickly. I'm trying to think if there's anything much else. Grey Rock redevelopment area. We should have the redevelopment analysis at the planning board, hopefully at that next meeting. I don't know if it'll be May 16, but whenever. Hopefully soon, if not early June. And with that, we'll move on to the last three resolutions. Actually,
Mayor, before you move on, I just had a question for Vida. Vida, the interviews for the public works, are those for seasonal employees or more full-time staff?
Well, I have one this afternoon, I believe, for seasonal. And it's my understanding that the full-time staff are coming later. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fit in everything today that Jay wanted to, but I haven't touched base with him since last week because I'm off tomorrow and Thursday. So I'm trying to get in as many as he throws my way, but I've been trying to push him a little bit on full-time and seasonal. We only have, I believe, one for seasonal, and actually there was another one for full-time, but I had questions on that one, on his choice.
We have one opening for the full-time position. We have one opening for one or two.
Well, we have two openings for full-time.
Two full-time.
Two full-time and two seasonal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just trying to get these applications moving through Jay's first round. He does first round and then sends me whoever he's interested in. I did see an email from him the other day. I think I mentioned that to you that, you know, he wanted it. There was one applicant that I had some questions on. And I usually will just interview whomever he sends me. But in this case, I had some questions. So,
and I think we have the second full-time position is mechanic.
We're leaning towards that, right, towards that.
Good.
How many applications are you getting? Are you getting a decent amount, or is it trickling in?
Well, they're trickling in, but I thought we had a decent amount for full-time. But, you know, again, I'm relying on Jay to review them.
I got you, yeah.
And pushing him a little bit. I thought we had a pretty good amount. But, you know, it does boil down to experience because they have to have their CDL. So that knocks out a lot of the applicants.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And now it's over $4,000 to get your CDL. It used
very
to be
expensive.
We don't want to hire somebody who doesn't have their CDL. Or I guess we can make the deal that they have to pay. But, you know, so. Again, I'm looking for his recommendation. Again, he's the department head, so I really am relying on him. He knows what he needs. So,
should we report on the water authority?
Oh yeah.
So, one last item: Vida and I met with the folks from the New Jersey Water Authority who manage the reservoirs, both Spruce Run and Round Valley. And I still have to check with. We have to check with Jay. So, if you're talking to Jay, we need to get Jay's input on it. But they would very much like to permanently close County Road 629, I think it is, that leads down to Cherry Street.
Really?
For, I think, very valid reasons.
I'm just looking for my...
It really boils down to security concerns. They'll leave the roadway there for emergency access and hiking. and potentially connect the two trails, the Kushtunk Trail and the Round Valley Trail. But I think they've already got sign off from Lebanon Borough and from the county.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that they wanted permission to do night work, right?
Yeah, how did we end up on that? Do we need to do, I don't think we need to do
it. I don't think, well, like it was very vague. He said that he had approval from Jesse, but when I looked in those minutes, it just, that Jesse reported.
I think we reported it. I think it is a zoning
issue,
but there will be, in order to get the work done in an abbreviated time so that the dam stays structurally sound and they don't end up having a halt midway, when it gets cold out, they're going to do night work.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be providing us with information on when they're working.
Right. And I did put a link on the website right now, actually, that people can just link onto their site and get the whole, all the information on what they're doing and how they're progressing and all. So I thought it might be helpful to put that on now rather than wait till everything starts to.
So it's not an official decision yet, and they're not communicating it yet. So.
So I just want to make sure I got this visually. It's when you go into the boat launch. Right. It's on the right-hand side. That entire beautiful little roadway, is they want it completely closed forever?
Yes.
I don't think people are going to like that at all.
I don't think they will, but for valid security reasons, I think it's the right thing.
We might want to get our – can we get our talking points together for when people start complaining about it?
I have to find out what we can talk about.
Okay. All right.
And for the night work, there aren't many neighbors near those dams, I don't think, right?
It's pretty there are.
I don't think so.
He wasn't concerned, at least.
They're pretty far from houses, I think.
We still need to communicate it.
Agreed. Oh, I agree. I was thinking how many people are impacted. I'm thinking over there, there can't be that many.
No. No, I think he mentioned there were many. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But, you know, that's why I thought putting it on the website, because then we'll start with questions earlier rather than later. And we can address the questions maybe rather than getting hit cold. You know, some people might look at the plans now or whatever and see us progressing. And those questions will come a little bit earlier rather than all together.
Mm-hmm. Now, the approval, I'm sorry, was just one more question. Do we have any control of this decision or no?
No, it's not intentional.
That's a big talking point.
That is a big one.
Not my road.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know.
I'm with Amy. It's a beautiful road, but
that's it. Nobody's going to like this. I don't, but oh well.
So that's the scoop.
Yep.
More to come, I'm sure.
Yes.
Let's move on. Resolution canceling 2022 ARP funds, Sewer Authority. As you know, we had committed to take some of the rescue plan funds and give it to the Sewer Authority because it was a valid use. We've determined. The CFO or the soon to be CFO. I guess she's CFO now. So the CFO and administrator sat on a webinar for the rescue plan funding and reporting and determined that it would be extremely onerous to report on this particular type of activity, but it would be much easier to do some of the things we had put in capital. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to swap. So what you'll see next on the agenda is the effect of that swap. We're moving on items that were previously budgeted for capital over to the ARP, and we'll take the ARP for the sewer, put it in capital. All the items that are in the ARP now are emergency services related or roadway related. So very key.
And much easier to report on under those funds. The sewer authority contribution, because we would have to watch them so closely. It would be a very difficult process when we did give them those funds. I'd have to be on them all the time. They'd probably have to assign somebody because of the way we would have to report to get those funds. So this definitely was the easier way.
Who's at the door?
Easier way to handle this. And I think, yeah, so we canceled the sewer authority funds. That's the first one.
Right. And it's really
do a capital ordinance when you're ready to give that money, but that'll come out of our capital rather than ARP funds. So anything that we were going to think about taking out of our capital fund, we shifted over to ARP funds.
And it's actually funny. I mean, it's all fungible because we started out with that money in capital, then pushed it to ARP. Now we'll put it back. And I understand the reporting is onerous and having to deal with the outside agency just adds that complicated because they'll have their own reporting requirements with however they get funded, whether it's the water bank or the appropriations bill or what have you. So it's better for everyone involved.
It really is. When we sat through that seminar, it was just, oh my gosh, with just your general capital items you're purchasing, it was a very simple reporting. But something like that where there was a second, you know, an outside agency from here that we were giving money to, that was just really onerous. I mean, we just looked at each other and said, this is going to take a lot to report on this. So this is really the easier route. And it comes out the same, really.
Yeah. So with that, I'd make a motion that we approve the resolution canceling the ARP funds. Brian, do you want to do both together? We'll do these separately.
Let's do them separately.
Yeah. All right.
And a second, please.
Second.
Oh. Go ahead, Amy.
Amy.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss? And Mayor Bly?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next is the resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation American.
American Rescue Plan?
See. Resolution requesting approval of items and revenue and appropriation of American Rescue Plan, LFRG, loss of revenue. This is as we just discussed. Bill, you want to make that motion?
I would. Vita, just to understand the process on this. So this money we're appropriating, there will be a separate capital ordinances against all these later or? Not
a separate resolution. I think separate resolution.
Separate resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, this is chapter 159 because now we have to insert these into our capital plan because we didn't because they were going to be in AR.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so it's just the step. So the reason I was asking is we're still on track then with getting the fire department the funding for the fire hoses. We're kind of okay. Because we put the 40,000 in this resolution. So the next step is from the capital side, I guess.
They're ready. I mean, you know, as soon as they, this is a chapter 159. So that means it's in the budget. So all they have to do is give me a vendor, and depending on how high that cost is. If it's for the 40,000, we would probably do a resolution. But yeah, on all the things that are listed in that resolution, all that we're ready to move on.
All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
I think Mark had a question yesterday. And if you noticed in that last resolution, what we canceled for the fire department was just a balance that we had in that capital ordinance. And we're taking that out. So that was, you had some concern or some question on that. So I think everything listed in this resolution, the approval of the items of revenue, those are all things that they can move forward on all this immediately. So it's not an ordinance where if you had a capital ordinance, it would take two meetings. So this is a chapter 159. So they're good to go.
And do I need to recuse on this one, Avina, number 14?
Probably should.
Okay.
You probably should. Yeah. And then just to further on the hose, the hope really is that a significant portion of the hose that failed will be covered by warranty, which would mean the actual expenditure will be less than $40,000.
Right.
We just have to get there first.
Right.
Okay. But this way, they're ready to go regardless of what the amount is. We don't have to worry.
We don't have to worry at this point. And we'll just cancel out anything that's not used.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other discussion on it?
Seeing I will make a motion. I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss is going to recuse. And Mayor Bly?
Yes. Thank you. And lastly, we have the introduction of an ordinance appropriating $58,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund.
This is a lot.
Hold on, Vita. I think you might get picked up there before I do. An introduction of an ordinance appropriating $58,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for equipment for the Department of Public Works within the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. This is for, well, some of it is for equipment that we had hoped to buy last year, but the ordinance was a little strict, I think.
Right, and that's where we canceled.
That's where we canceled.
That's where we canceled the $70,000, and now these are the new things.
So I think it's pretty self-explanatory, discussed at the Finance Committee during the budget process. So if anybody has any comments, questions, ask Councilman Glazer.
Yeah. I have to go back to my notes, but I do recall this in the budget conversation. So I'll make the motion that we introduce this ordinance.
I'll second.
And Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Mullen?
Yes, and I would ask that we set the public hearing for this ordinance to be the next meeting, which is May the 25th. Anybody object?
Nope.
All right. Well, we do have public present now, so we will move to the final public comment session. Does the public wish to comment? Hearing and seeing no public comment, I'll close the public comment session. And Councilman Glazer.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Mullen?
Yes.
Motion carried, and we are done.
Thank you. And more to come. We'll talk to you soon. Everybody, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Stop recording.